Our last story today comes from the most recent Melbourne Slam. Now, a slam is where people come to the venue and they pop their names into a hat. They don't know whether they're going to be one of the 8 storytellers selected. It's a super, super courageous thing to do. Now, Carly Findlay was one of the brave slammers a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne. Here's her story.
So when I was at high school, all of my, well, they weren't friends. They were just people at high school because I had no friends at high school. They were all listening to, you know, Pearl Jam and Smashing Pumpkins, and I loved Savage Garden. Loved them. Loved them. So I first heard of them when I was watching Rage in 1996 and I was 14, and it was amazing. And Darren had this long dreadlocked hair and Daniel had his guitar, and I'm like, I'm going to love this band. I'm going to love them forever, and I have. And I had one friend called Fiona, and Fiona and I would watch Channel V after school and we'd tape it, and then we'd get 2 video players together and we'd tape our tapes onto each other's tapes, and we would tape interviews and we'd watch it over and over and over again. And then there was that moment when Darren won the ARIA, or Savage Garden won the ARIA, and Darren cut his hair and we were a bit devastated but a bit like, oh my God, he's so hot! And we didn't know he was gay back then, but we were both... I don't think he did either, but we were both going to... We were both going to marry him, but obviously we haven't. I love Savage Garden, and Fiona and I, we fell apart for a while, and then we're friends again, but... She didn't like Savage Garden after that, and I continued. And then they announced their split, and Darren went solo, and he's amazing, and you should listen to his records because he's a great songwriter. He's not paying me to say this, by the way. So I always dreamed of meeting Darren, and the first time I met Darren, I was disappointed. It was great. It was a fan meeting, and we went to... I lived in Albury, and I came down to Melbourne to meet them, and I was very, very excited. And it was really rushed, and I just said hello, and normally I would squeal, and you know. But I just said hello, and we had a group photo, not even a singular photo, and that was it. And then I went to see his concert, and it was amazing, and I think I screamed a lot. I've seen them... I've seen Savage Garden 3 times in concert, and Darren probably about 10. So like the second time you have sex, it got better. I met Darren lots of times, and every meeting has been amazing. I went to see him at a now defunct venue called Manchester Lane, and he kissed me and hugged me from the stage, and that was amazing. And then I saw him last year in Melbourne, and then I flew to Sydney to see him after that the next day, and I was really tired, and I'm a writer, I write a blog, and I wanted to get my story up, and I'd gone to see him, and I was out, you know, in Melbourne until 1 o'clock in the morning, and then had to get the Sky bus at 7, and I was on like my phone writing the review so I could have it up when I got to Sydney. I was really tired, and you know, I wanted to be front row, of course, so I was standing for 5 hours, maybe 7, just in that, you know, waiting to go into the venue and then standing in the front row. And I saw him again, obviously, this next night in Sydney. And then we waited for him after the show. And he couldn't talk. He'd lost his voice. And I said, when he finally got to, you know, when I finally got to meet him, I said, I love you, Darren. And he said, I love you too, Carly. And that was amazing. And he tweeted me the other day, and he called me beautiful, amongst other things he said, but he called me beautiful, and it was lovely. So, you know, the times after I met my idol was much better than the first time. So thank you.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous? Carly Findlay told that story at Now Hear This Storytelling Slam at the Toffin Town in Melbourne. Have you been listening and inspired to tell your story? We have slams coming up in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. And if you pop over to the RN website, you'll find dates, themes and how to be part of it. The next slam is in Sydney. It's on September 25 and the theme is secrets. Until then, there are plenty of places that you can hear Now Hear This stories. Of course, on our website, abc.net.au/radionational. Why not check out our SoundCloud? We have so many stories and not enough time on the radio to tell them, unfortunately. So you'll find a bunch of them there too. And that's soundcloud.com/nowhearthisstories. And of course, we're on Facebook. You can be hassled by us weekly if you'd like to be. Facebook.com/nowhearthisstorytellingslam.